Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on February 18th, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Translation: specifically, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is always full in satisfaction by Himself. Therefore, when something is offered to Him, it is for the benefit of the devotee. The Lord does not require any service from anyone. The example is given here that if the original face is decorated, then the reflection in the mirror is seen with face decorated.
ऐषज्यस्य समग्रस्य बीजस्य दशसः श्रियः. Everything is complete. Therefore, Krishna is God. Everything. Whatever we require money, ऐषज्य, we require strength, we require influence, we require education, so many things we require. Sarai sajya purna, nijalava purna. Another definition of Krishna is, he is full with six kinds of opulences. So, he is sufficient to fulfill his desires. He doesn't require anyone's service. Just like we are in need so many things, therefore we require others' help. But Krishna does not require anyone's help. Then why he accepts worship? That is for the benefit of the devotee, not for his personal benefit. Just like Lord Ramchandra, his one wife, Sita Devi, was kidnapped by Ravana. Of course, Ravana cannot kidnap. It was externally Maya Sita. Still, taking for exception that Sita was kidnapped, Lord Ramchandra could have possessed many millions of Sita by his will. But for one Sita, he had to fight with Ravana and finish the whole dynasty. Because Ramchandra is the ideal king, it is the king's business to chastise such rogues and ruffians, that is king's business. That is for the benefit of Ravana. Ravana means the same Hiranyakashipu, Kumbhakarna Ravana. First they became Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, the next Kumbhakarna and Ravana, and the next they become Shishupal and Dantavak. In this way, because Krishna wanted to give them liberation again back to home, back to Godhead, so this killing of Ravan, killing of Hiranyakashipu, killing of Shishupal is for the benefit of the person, not for Krishna's benefit. He killed them for their benefit. So whatever Krishna does, that is for our benefit. Krishna incarnates, comes here, jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sijamyaham. So he has no benefit by coming here. Neither he has any loss. is so complete that there is no loss nor benefit. But his mission is paritranaya sadhana vinashaya, just to keep balance of the demonic activities and to favor the devotees. Both of them are benefited. Paritranaya sadhuna, those who are devotees, they are also benefited, and the demons who are killed by Krishna, they are also benefited. That is all good. God is good means when He is favoring somebody and when He is killing somebody, both of them are benefited. Therefore, God is always good. Both ways. Nijalava, He has no business to kill anybody as His enemy. Nobody can become His enemy. It is simply childish, just to knock one's head on the mountain, to break the mountain. If one thinks that I shall knock my head to the mountain and the mountain will break, that is foolishness. Your head will be broken. Yes. Similarly, as friends, nobody can give any service to Krishna, or as enemy, nobody can give any trouble to Krishna. Nijalava purna. This is nijalava purna. He is always full with all satisfaction. So, why Krishna says, patram puspam phalam toyam yomi bhaktya prajacchati? Does it mean that Krishna is so hungry that He has come to beg from us a little flower, little fruit? That some rascal taken this, that Krishna comes as beggar, daridra. So, when Krishna comes as opulent personality of Godhead, they are not interested to serve Him. But when Krishna comes as daridra, then they are interested. So, these are all foolishness. Krishna is neither daridra, but karunam, karunobhrinite, just to show His causeless mercy upon us. He says that, give me something. Even if you are a very poor man, give me something, whatever you can secure very easily. Patram, pushpam, phalam. Patra you can get anywhere without any price. Pushpam also you can get anywhere. And toyam, that also you can get. So simply collect for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. I will serve Krishna with this endeavor. I will collect something. What you will collect, it is Krishna's money. Everything belongs to Krishna. Ishavasam idam sarvam. So what you can collect? It is Krishna. Just like we are constructing this temple, we are feeling that I am constructing, we are constructing. But actually, it is Krishna. The bricks, the iron or the cement or anything that you are collecting, that is Krishna's property. Ishavasam idam sarvam. The brick is not your property. The earth is not your property. You are taking Krishna's earth and you are making it a brick. Still, it is Krishna's property. But the endeavor, the energy which you are giving to Krishna, that is taken into account. He is working for me. He wants to give me something. That Krishna consciousness is important. Otherwise, Krishna can, by His will, He can construct 16,000 palaces for his queen. What this teeny temple will satisfy? But still he satisfies. Oh, you have done so much, very good. Recognize. Krishna has created the whole universe. Just say you can istasita kala. He doesn't require any endeavor. Simply by breathing, jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadandana. By his breathing, many millions of Brahmas are coming out, jagadandana. And each jagadandanatha, Brahma, is creating a universe. Jasaika nishasita kalama thavalamba. So, to create a temple, he doesn't require our help. He can create millions of temples by his will. There are already. We should always remember this, that Krishna does not require our service. But if we give some service to Krishna, that is our benefit. This is the formula. Don't think that Krishna is very much obliged, but he feels obliged. Why? Abhidusa. We are all fools and rascals. We are thinking that we are giving some service. No, we cannot give any. We are so insignificant that we cannot. He is unlimited, and we are very, very limited, teeny. But still, just a small child give something to the father. It is father's property, but still the father is very glad that this child is giving me a lozenges. He thinks this is my big property. So, always we should remember this verse, that naivātmana prabhurāyam nijalābhapurna. He is always full with six opulence. There is no question of satisfying by giving something. This Daridranaran Seva has come under this misunderstanding that we have to serve God, so when God comes as Daridra, then we shall give. When God comes with Lakshmi, with Sita, with Radharani, no, that is not. We don't want to serve. We want to serve when God comes as poor man, as invalid, with a stick, and begs, "Oh, I am so great, I am giving God." This is not. What God cares for you. But they have conceived that God, although he is great, he becomes a small beggar and begs from me. This is material conception of understanding. So here it is clear, nijalābhapurna. He is Lakshmi Narayan. He is Narayan. And why he should become poor? He, Lakshmi sahasra sata samrama sevamana. Not only one Lakshmi, not one Rukmini, but many thousands Lakshmi, sahasra sata, many lakhs. We are flattering Lakshmiji, give me some favor. But Krishna doesn't flatter anyone. Sometimes he does out of love to Radharani. That Lakshmi is Radharani. She is the topmost of all Lakshmis. So, why Krishna will be bigger? There is no possibility. Here Krishna is present in this temple. He has become very handy so that we can offer our dress, offer our foodstuff, whatever we can do. He can become still small hand. Anorani yaga mahato maya. If you want to worship him as the Virata Purusha, then he can show you the Virata Purusha. The sky is the head and the patal is the leg. He can become so big that you will be frightened, as Arjuna became frightened after seeing. He can become. That is called Brahma. Brihatyat, Bhinghanatyat. He can become the bigger than the biggest. And he can become smaller than the smallest. That is Krishna. So if we actually want to serve, according to our means, Krishna is ready to accept our service. But you cannot think that without my service, Krishna is starving. No. That is not. Nijalava. He's always complete in himself. He doesn't require that. But if we serve Krishna, then we become better. That is. Jajjajjana bhagavati vidasitamana. If you offer respect Krishna and Krishna's representative, then you will be respectful. If you don't want to show respect to Krishna and his representative, then you will be derided. Therefore, pratimukhasya jathamukhasri. Pratimukhasya, original face, original person is Krishna. If you decorate Krishna very nicely, then you will be also seen very much decorated. If you practically we see, there is no fable. We are offering Krishna nice foodstuff. So we are eating this nice prasadam, which we never conceived or dreamt in our life. Because we are offering to Krishna, we become so fortunate to taste this nice prasadam. Krishna nijalava purna. It is not that if you give a nice plate of food stuff, Krishna eats everything and you simply see the empty dish. No. Krishna eats and again keeps it as it is for you. That is Krishna. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva visishyate. The atheist class of men, they think we offer so many things, Krishna did not eat. No, he has eaten. But he is nijalava purna. He is not hungry. But whatever you have offered, he has eaten. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everyone was offering so many things, it was stocked. And Govinda one day informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, said, people bring so many nice foodstuffs for you, it is stocked. Practically the whole room is filled up. And when they ask me that whether Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has eaten my offering, I say, yes, yes, he has eaten. So I have to tell so many lies. And the stock is there. You do not eat. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, bring them here. So on after one, the whole room was finished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate everything. Then he asked him, bring more? No, sir. Only the empty pot, sir. All right, stop. So this is Krishna. If you offer him huge foodstuff, he can eat. And if you can offer him little flower, fruit and water, that also, he is satisfied. So, everyone should offer according to his means, and Krishna is ready to accept. Not that you have to become a very rich man and you have to offer Krishna foodstuff 56 times, as in Jagannath Puri, the foodstuffs are offered. Not that. he is pleased anyway. But become a devotee, try to please him, pure, best capacity. You know the story of that Brahmin. He had no means to offer anything to Krishna. He was so poor. But he wanted to offer something. But he thought that I am so poor, I cannot offer anything. So one day he heard from the Bhagavad Gita that one can offer him within mind also. So he took it seriously, and from that day he was offering Krishna so many nice foodstuffs, collecting water from different rivers and keeping the water in golden jugs and bathing Krishna, offering. He was always thinking. And one day he prepared sweet rice and offered Krishna, and he wanted to see whether rice is, because sweet rice very hot is not good. Sweet rice, the more it is cooler, then it is tasteful. But milk, if you take cool, that is not tasteful. Milk you have to take hot, but not the sweet rice. So he wanted to test whether it is too hot. So his finger burned. And then his meditation broke. He saw there is no rice, but finger is burnt. In this way, the Brahmin was immediately taken to Vaikuntha. So, Krishna can be offered in any circumstances. Krishna can be pleased, provided you want to be. Provided you want to serve him. There is no question of that is already explained. That dhana jana, riches or learning or respectability, all these things can satisfy Krishna. Krishna wants only your heart. Krishna, you are my eternal master. I am your eternal servant. Please engage me in your service. Nadhanang na janang na sundaring kapitang ma jagadisha kamai mamo janmani janmani shari bhavata bhakti rahi kuti. This is the prayer. A devotee never asks Krishna, you give me money, you give me many followers, you give me nice wife. No. Nadhanang na janang na sundaring kapitang ma jagadisha kamai. Then what do you want? I want to be engaged in your service. Not I want. A devotee never says, I want. Please, if you like, engage. That is, this Hare Krishna mantra means that. Hare, Hare is the addressing Radharan, Hara, from Hare, from Hara, Hare, and Krishna. The Radharani and Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please engage me in your service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama. So, we should simply pray, kindly engage me in your service, in whatever capacity you like. I have got my own desire. So Krishna gives us freedom. In whichever capacity you want to serve me, I shall accept. Either as servant, either as friend, either as a father, mother, or either as conjugal lover. Anyway, Krishna is ready to accept our service, and he does not require any service, but if we render service, that is our benefit, that is required. And this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching that try to serve Krishna. That is the beginning of teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver sarupa nitya Krishnada. They are trying to be master. That is Maya. It is not possible to become Maya. Master. You cannot become master if you think that you are going to be master. That is Maya. Prakitakshyamanani gunaikarmani sarvasa ahankar vimulatma kattaham iti mannate. They think like that. But nobody can be master. But they fools, rascals, they want to become master, and when they fail, then they want to become one with God, the Supreme Master. This is going on. They are all maya, illusion. The real life is to remain eternal servant of Krishna and offer service to Him to the best capacity. That is perfection of life. Thank you.